Now, this week, Margaret Mills is on the treasure trail. So come on, tell us more, Margaret.
Yeah, this is treasure that is reputed to possibly still be in a tunnel and or a mound of earth at Copford.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the story goes that back in the 1500s, when Copford Hall was occupied by a man called Bishop Bonner, clergyman, as his name suggests, but known colloquially as Bloody Bonner.
Ooh, charming.
Or the Bloody Bishop. And the reason why he had this name was that he was very much in the service of Queen Mary, Mary the First,
yes.
And his job was to persecute Protestants, any Protestants that he came across, to persecute them and decide whether they were guilty of treason. So it's fair to say he wouldn't have been probably a particularly popular man in the area, and people would have been very, very wary of Bloody Bishop Bonner.
Well, particularly if they were Protestants.
Indeed. Well, Bonner began to feel a little bit threatened because obviously his job was not making him the most popular of men. So he hatched a scheme to have a tunnel dug from Copford Hall, where he lived, to the church. And he decided that not only would that form an escape route in case he needed one rather quickly, but also he could secrete his valuables, his plate, church treasure, down in the tunnel, where hopefully it could be later recovered if needed. It's said that there is a mound of earth as well, where he also deposited some of the treasure. So he seems to have split it partly between this tunnel that ran from Copford Hall to the church, and also this mound of earth. Now, the tunnel has never been uncovered, and hence no treasure has ever been found. The mound of earth was excavated in the 19th century. It was excavated to provide drainage piping. Nothing whatsoever was ever found. So it's a nice story, and who knows? The tunnel may still be there somewhere, and Bishop Bonner's treasure may still be there, but not found so far.
Well, you'd think with all of the equipment that we have today that if it's there, it could easily be found.
Well, it could. You would think so. I think they're not. There are no records exist of where exactly the tunnel started from in relation to the hall and where it finished in relation to the church. Logic would tell you that it would have finished very close to the church walls, if not inside the church, so that somebody, presumably, that needed sanctuary and protection could come up inside the church and presumably stay put until any threat of violence was over. But we have no maps, we have no guidelines and no documents that actually confirm it.
I don't think I'll bother going out with my treasure trove, one of those little magnetic stick things, whatever they call it.
No, probably not.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret. And what are you looking at next week?
Next week, I'm going to have a look at Mary Green Manor and some of the history behind it.
Oh, good stuff. All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.